The King's College Music Society May Week Concert on Monday the 19th of June from 7pm in King's College Chapel, conducted by Stephen Cleobury, with performances of Poulenc Concerto for Organ, Strings and Timpani, Chaminade, Concertino and Beethoven, Choral Fantasy, followed by Strawberries, Cream and Wine on the back lawn. Tickets are £4 for students for unsighted seats and are available from the King's College Development Office, KCMS May Week Concert. To purchase tickets, please call the King's College Development Office 01223 331 249. No more road. We must proceed on foot.
£150. 28 clues. Go find it. Sponsored by PricewaterhouseCoopers, the UK's number one graduate recruiter, as voted for by you, the graduate. Visit pwc.com/uk/careers for information on graduate careers with PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Adjusting transmitter output.
Number one for new music across Cambridge University. 1350.
Troubling man, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. You know the sun gonna shine in my back door one day. One of them big 1800s pacify this mind of mine. So much trouble, people, in my life before. Gotta play it one more time. Thank you.
This is Miss Bliss, and you're listening to The Gramophone on CUR 1350. Tonight's episode is about modern bands doing old-sounding music. So I thought I would start off with an originally old song that was Trouble in Mind by Lightnin' Hopkins. And then the next song I'm going to play for you is I Am Lonely by Mason Jennings, which is kind of his very short take on that same song.
I am lonely, but I won't be lonely always. No, the sun's gonna shine on my back door one day. And I am blue, child. No, I won't be blue always. Yeah, the sun's gonna shine on my back door one day.
Mason Jennings, one of my favorite artists. That song was recorded in 1997. The Lightnin' Hopkins one that we heard before was from 1959. So a little old, a little new, although most of the other things we're going to be listening to are just new, which is unusual because this is the gramophone. I normally play old music. But after months and months of playing old music, I thought I should at least give some of the new people a chance. Those who sound like they're old anyways. So this next song is by Jack Johnson, and I'm sure everyone knows his really happy songs. This is a short one by him, and it's his take on a classic, Dust My Broom.
Woke up this morning, believe I dust my broom. Woke up this morning, believe I dust my broom. Gotta leave this town, my friends can have my room. Woke up this morning, stones in my pathway. Woke up this morning, stones in my pathway. Gotta leave this town real soon, cause I got the devil on my pathway, he coming real soon. I got rambling, rambling on my mind. I got rambling, rambling on my mind. Gotta leave this town real soon, cause I got rambling.
That was Jack Johnson doing something other than super happy guitar stuff. The next one is by Beck. This is one of his like old-timey songs. This one's called He's a Mighty Good Leader.
Thank you. up to heaven. He's a mighty good leader all the way.
He's a mighty good leader. Next up on our modern bands that sound like old music, we have Bob Dylan, and I don't really know if he counts as old or new. This song was recorded in 1961, and I know I said Lightnin' Hopkins was old, and that was 1959, so, well, whatever. Bob Dylan's just straddling the cusp there, but this is Baby, Let Me Follow You Down. Really nice song.
First heard this from Rick Von Schmidt. He lives in Cambridge. Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Can I come home with you? Baby, can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Follow you down.
That was Bob Dylan, Baby Let Me Follow You Down. The next song is also from the same era. This one was recorded between 1959 and 1961. I don't know the exact date. But this is by Dave Van Ronk, and it's called Willie the Weeper. It's actually a song laden with drug references, and it's a really old song that many people have covered, and many people don't know about the drug references. But anyway, you can listen to it, see if you can figure it out.
This is a story about Willie the Weeper. Now, Willie the Weeper was a chimney sweeper. He had the hobby boy, hidey band. Let me tell you about a dream he had. Dee 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 da, dee 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 da. Da 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 da, dee da da. Oh, well, he went to the hop house the other night, wearing through the lights were always shining bright. Oh, well, he called to the boy to bring him some hop. Started in a smoking like it never stopped. Dee dee. Oh, well, after he had smoked about a dozen pills, he says it's all to cure all my aches and ills. Oh, well, he turned on a sign and he went to sleep. Dreamed he was a sailor on the ocean deep. Dee da dee da dee da dee da dee da dee da 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 dee da da. Oh, well, they played the draw poker as they left the land. He won $1 million on the very first hand. Oh, well, he played until the crew went broke. Then he turned around and had another smoke. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, dee-da-da. Oh, well, he came to the island of Siam. He rubbed his eyes and said, I wonder where I am. He went crafts with the king, he won $1 million more. Had to leave the island cause the king got sore. Dee-dee-dee-dee-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, dee-da-da. Oh, well, he went to Monte Carlo where he played roulette. He couldn't lose a penny cause he won every bet. Oh, well, he played until the bank went broke. Then he turned around and had another smoke. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, dee-da-da. Oh, well, then he thought he better be sailing for home. Oh, well, he chartered a ship and sailed away alone. Oh, well, the ship hit a rock, he hit the floor. Oh, well, the dope gave out and the dream was on. Dee da dee da dee da dee da dee da 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 da. Oh, well, that was a story about Willie the Weeper. Now, Willie the Weeper was a yen pox eater. Someday a pill too many he'll take, and dreaming that he's dead, he will forget to wake. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da.
I'm a huge fan of Dave Van Ronk, but I'm not going to play any more bluesy stuff. Well, I'll play some old-timey stuff later, but I wanted to take a break and do something more happy, so I'm going to play a couple swingy songs. So these next couple artists are all modern artists that are, trying to do this old swingy style. So this is Andrew Bird's Bowl of Fire, who's this guy that I'm absolutely obsessed with right now. This is from an album called Oh, the Grander. He plays all these instruments. He's an amazing violinist. He's also an incredible whistler, but no whistling on this song. So this is Dora Goes to Town by Andrew Bird's Bowl of Fire.
Big enough for she got a two-ply, no-cry, baby bugger. She got a bullet out of sack, she's on a police parade. Gonna get some cherry cigars and some lemonade. No need to put your ear to the ground. Don't want to come to town. She puts eggs in her horse, she puts coffee in her tea, puts out her dinner, jelly, says that's the way it's gonna be. Ashes and mashes and dust and mustard and cream, spinach sandwich, and she cuts the crust down. Don't let it show that you want it sound. Don't want to come to town. Thank you. She got a ham and a handbag, a pig in her purse. She got a two-ply, no coffee bugger, no life sack for the parade. Gonna get some cigars and some lemonade. No, no need to put your feet to the ground. No one just coming to town. She puts eggs in her shoes, coffee in her diva's eyes. And she just says that's where it's gonna be. Ashes to ashes and dust to Mars. Don't let it show that you want it sound. Domo just coming to town, yes sir. Domo just coming to town, yeah, me spot time. Domo just coming to town.
That was Andrew Bird's Bowl of Fire doing some crazy, crazy nonsense lyrics, which I love. And actually, incidentally, my next show, which is the last one, is going to be about silly nonsense songs and some goodbye songs because it's the last show. But this is not the last show. In fact, this is the penultimate show, a word that I can use because I go to Cambridge and I think I have a license for that. But all right, I'm not going to be obnoxious. But okay, the next song is by Rufus Wainwright, who normally sings guitar stuff, kind of whiny. But I was really surprised when I found that this is actually the same guy, because this is totally jazzy. This song is called I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise.
Preachers who delight in penning the dancing teachers, let me tell you there are a lot of features of the dance that carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just six or seven. Begin today, you'll find it's nice, the quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do, simply say as you go, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going to get there at any price, stand aside, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above it's so fair, shoes go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day.
Rufus Wainwright doing something a little out of the ordinary for him. So continuing with our modern bands, old sounds theme, we're going to have the Dukes of Dixieland, who are doing Sweet Georgia Brown. Everyone and their mom has done this song, but I really like this version. They've got some really happy sort of, I don't know, drummy noises in it, and it's really cute.
We'll be right back.
was the Dukes of Dixieland. Now I've got two songs by Squirrel Nut Zippers, who are another modern band. The first song is I Found the New Baby, which is another really happy song, kind of in the vein of this last one and the one before it. And then after that, we're going to hear My Drag, which is kind of more, I don't know, slow.
I just had to fall, and that's why, that is why I say, swear you don't!
red my dress. It's a hound on my track. I just fell through the cracks into my dress.
Was the Squirrel Nut Zippers doing that tango-y thing called My Drag. The vocalist was Catherine Whalen, and I don't know, she sounds exactly like Billie Holiday. Good to hear that those styles haven't died. Okay, so that was it for the jazz swing portion of our show. I'm going to play some more old-timey takes now. This next song is by Townes Van Zandt, and it's called Cocaine Blues.
We'll play an old folk song from New Orleans called Cocaine Blues. This came from, I learned this off a Hoyt Axton record, and he said that it came from First World War when they were treating everybody with cocaine. And then they let them go in New Orleans. So it's like half cocaine freaks instead of two-thirds, like it is now.
The horse is Lord, it ain't for men. They say kill tells you, but they don't say when. Cocaine, are you old cocaine?
Old songs theme, we have Mason Jennings, who's doing a cover of Robert Johnson. The song's called From 4 Till Late.
I feel like doing another cover now. This is a song by a man named Robert Johnson. It's called From 4 Till Late. Probably you guys know this one.
From 4 till late, I hung my head and cried. From 4 till late, I hung my head and cried. I believe to myself that your baby is gone for mine. From Memphis to Norfolk is a 36 hour drive. From Memphis to Norfolk is a 36 hour drive. A man is just like a prisoner, he is never satisfied. When I leave you, baby, I will wish you a farewell. When I leave you, darling, I'm gonna wish you a farewell. And when I return again, I will have a great long story to tell.
That was Mason Jennings again. We heard from earlier in the show, but I just can't get enough of him, so I had to play him again. This next song is by Beck. It's called I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore, which is a cover by Woody Guthrie, and he pretty much intros his own song because this is from a live show, so I'll just let Beck do the talking.
All right, so how much time do I got? 10 minutes, okay. I wanted to play some songs by, or play something by Woody Guthrie, who was a big influence on me, and he was one of the most astute political songwriters, I think, chroniclers of American political situations. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. And at the time, he was talking about all the refugees from Oklahoma that, and the dust storm disasters they had. But it's pretty applicable to any kind of situation. When you, not necessarily not having a roof under your head, but if the place where you live, you don't feel at home there, or you don't relate to it. Mm-hmm. working on the shares. Hell, always I was calm. Dust storms did blow, hope they don't come back no more. My wife took sick and died upon the kitchen floor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
That was Beck doing Woody Guthrie's song, I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore. Woody Guthrie wrote that song based on The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, which is about the Oklahoma Dust Bowl and all the tragedies of sharecropping, which got replaced by tractors, and then everyone left and was working for no money. And sad, sad book, but really good. Okay, I wanted to end the show kind of the way I started it, which is by playing an original song and then a modern cover of it. So this is an original here, Lead Bellies doing Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby. In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine. I was shivering all night too. My girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows.
Where's that, baby?
In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet you will do all night too. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me where did you sleep last night?
Come on and tell me something about it.
In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet you will do all night too.
Shiver for me now.
Was found in a driver wheel, and his body ever, never been found. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
Come on and tell me something about it.
In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine, I bet you will do all night too.
That was Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie doing Where Did You Sleep Last Night? So now this is Smog's version, very modern take, and it's entitled In the Pines.
colors on. Went down there, Georgia line. Well, the engine went by at 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
Smog doing Lead Belly's In the Pines / Where Did You Sleep Last Night, basically the same song. Okay, so I didn't think we were going to have time for one more, but we do. So I'm going to play Yves Barzelay's Ballad of Bitter Honey. Now, it probably sounds like it's going to be a really cheesy folk song, and it is kind of folky, but actually the lyrics are hilarious if you listen to it. So this is the last one of the modern bands that sound old. I'll just give you a taste. The first lyrics are, "That was my ass you saw shaking next to Ludacris. It was only on stage for a second, but it's kind of hard to miss." So you can just take the rest from there.
That was my ass you saw bouncing next to Ludacris. Was only on screen for a second, but it's kind of hard to miss. On me, and one of Nelly's bodyguards, he totally agreed. Yada, ba da, ba bum, ba da, ba ba bum. My mother cleaned the homes of wealthy people till the day she died, and so to California I did make my way. I tried to finish nursing school, I really wanted to, you see, but all of those broken bodies, well, they really got to me.
Yada. See you on 1350 News.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Anna Doble. The death of Osama bin Laden's right-hand man in Iraq is being given a cautious welcome by world leaders. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in a targeted missile strike north of Baghdad. It's believed he personally beheaded British hostage Ken Bigley. UN Secretary-General Kofi Annan is warning Zarqawi's death won't rid the country of insurgency.
We cannot pretend that that will mean the end of the violence, but it is a relief that such a heinous and dangerous man who has caused so much harm to the Iraqis is no longer around to continue his work.
Scotland Yard's apologising for the disruption and inconvenience caused by last week's anti-terror raids. Officers admit it's led them to reflect on their approach. Two brothers arrested at the time in East London are still being questioned. The family of a 12-week-old baby say it's a disgrace a rapist might not be locked up forever. Babysitter Alan Webster from Hatfield was originally told he'd serve at least 6 years of a life sentence behind bars. The Court of Appeals now increased the minimum term to 8. A man's been arrested tonight after three people, including a 14-year-old girl, was shot with an air rifle. The teenager was waiting at a bus stop in Trowbridge in Wiltshire when she was hit. A 51-year-old woman and a man were also attacked. None have life-threatening injuries. Liberal Democrat leader Sir Mingus Campbell's attempting to relaunch his party. He's pledging income tax cuts for all but the very wealthy. In a speech to mark his first 100 days as leader, he said he'd make up the difference with the increases in environmental levies. A toddler has been killed after a collision with an ambulance at a nursery. It's thought the vehicle was at an open day at the school in Ealing in West London when it happened. It wasn't attending an emergency call-out at the time. No one else was injured. Russell Smith is from the London Ambulance Service.
Clearly our thoughts are with the family at this very difficult time for them. And of course we're cooperating fully with the police investigation which has been launched into this matter.
German police say three England fans have been fined and banned from Cologne after damaging a taxi near the city's airport. The trio, who are all from the Midlands, were arrested after becoming abusive when the cabbie refused to give them a lift. And the club versus country row over Wayne Rooney has reached new heights. Sven-Göran Eriksson says the decision over when he'll play in the World Cup will be made by him and the player. The message to Sir Alex Ferguson couldn't be clearer. Back off. England captain David Beckham, though, is trying to stay out of it.
I think it's best that we focus on the game now. I think, you know, with Wayne,
you know, we're all happy. He's back training with us now and everyone's back together. But, you know, I don't really want to comment on much more than that because I want to stay out of that.
England skipper David Beckham. It's 3 minutes past 11.